siluqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu la
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, March 26, 2022. This is a special live talk show. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And today on this special program, we are going to talk about today's by-elections.
Yes, Blessing, some 28 parliamentary by-elections as well as 122 council posts up for grabs today in various parts of the country. We will be hearing from the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, different stakeholders, political parties that participated in today's by-elections. And of course, there are political parties like the Citizens Coalition for Change who are making serious allegations against the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. They are alleging irregularities, but we will be hearing from Zach on that.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi sakuti tinge tichi yende ramberi tichi taura nezwe sarudzo zema by elections itwa nasi tangatine 122 zana ne makumi maviri ne maviri ema kanzura kuchiti makumi maviri ne maseri kana kuti 28 mudare reparamende sarudzo idzakauya sei ntunga tinoziva kuti vamwe vakadzingwa zvikuru vanga vari ku MDC Alliance vachinzi vari kudyidzana iwo na Nelson Chamisa pavanga vachiri kutungamirira MDC Alliance vasati vaomba bato ravo rinonzi iro CCC Citizens Coalition for Change vamwe vakafa kuzano pia kwa kadzingwa mumwe va killer zivu va chinziwo vaita Musarinya saka ndokumwewo kuri kuitwa futi mabai elections saka vamwe vakafa nekudaro sarudzo dzaifana kuti dziitwe kwapera mazuva makumi mapfumbamwe kana kuti 90 days asi nekuda kwechirwere cheCOVID-19 zvinenge zvakakona nganga murapwa achida nekudaro sarudzo dzakuzoitwa iko zvino ndo dzaitwa nhasi dzintungamira.
Yebo, Blessing, kunjalo. Lingaba lichona njani emakhaya siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk. Lamhlanje siphezu kodaba lwama-by-elections. Asefikile phela lizakhumbula ukubana inyanga yonke le from the beginning besililethela lolu hlelo olwe-Live Talk. Ngempela sonto, Saturdays, Sundays kungama-special editions ukuze si kaziye utaba lokhetho sikhuluma ngamalungiselelo lamhlanje ke kumhlawelanga sokuvotiweke endaweni esithiyeneyo zelizwe bekulama bekulokhetho esingathi endaweni ezingu 28 amaposta lapho akwaxotshwa khona amalunga edalela ephalamende angamashumi posta amathathu 28 exotshiswa iMDCT kaMonzora loMakhupe bexotshiswa abebandla likaChamisa abanye babhubha kumakhansila khona bekulezi hlalo ezingu 128 ebezincintiswa lamhlanje sikhuluma nje bekuthiwa ukhetho belusavuliwe kwezinye indawo ngoba ukuvota kuphuzile kulezo ndawo ngezizathu thize sibazwile abamabandla aphikisayo ikakhulu abebandla le-CCC abebandla likaChamisa besola iZEC besithi kayiluqhubi kuhle lolukhetho ungani ithatha uhlangothi lweZANU-PF izama ukuqilibezela incedisa iZANU-PF kodwa silabo abeZEC lamhlanje kuhlelo bayakulandula lokho sizaxoxa njalo ila bamabandla aphikisayo sifuna ukuzwa elani ukuthi lithini njengabalandeli njengabasekeli bamabandla aphikisayo njengabantu abavotileyo lamhlanje hambani kumakhasi ethu awe Facebook ku VOA Shona la ku VOA Ndebele kanye la ku VOA Studio 7 lifake imininingwana yenu khona apho nxa lifuna silifonele then singathola inombolo zenu sizalifonela khona pa ku Studio 7 sizokuthi livote njani blessing
Onguka hama watiwa, tinoku chingamizai, nemu faro, tiku kuruzirai kuti munge mchinyora namba zenyu pa VOA, Shona VOA Ndebele, ne VOA Zimbabwe, mkaenda pa Facebook page pedu, tukuna wa muarungo ti Moresa Ntunga, atitula ku Moresa kwa atitula kunzi mutitumire namba, so that mo taura fungwa zenyu, ne uti chirongwa ndiche imi vatereri. We are encouraging, of course, all those with access to Facebook to send us your numbers, your contact details, so that we can call you and you can share your thoughts with everyone in Zimbabwe and those who are in the diaspora. Thank you so much. Bongani Mbuli, he has sent his number. Thank you so much. We will be calling you. Of course, Facebook, tunamkoma Obet Maduweko Helena, varuti okay vane okay varungo kurudziro vamwe handiti kuti vange vachi tumira varuti vari kuona wechirongo asi tikuda namba mukoma Obet wenyasha maoko ari kuti keep up the good work Adala wegonyet ari kuti ndapinda Ronald Arukuti hello, vana ve Zimbabwe, Bongani Mbuli, asizwisi Shona. Tosa katawa na Ntunga, alivu.
Yebo, kunjalo blessing, kunjalo.
Minanyi atopa topa.
Yeah, kuluma balandeli. Guess is the ukulumelo Stavile Tewa, unamintrojusa sisu.
Of course, we spoke to the Women Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence Director, Stavile Tewa. Yeah, she is one of the persons who was observing today's by elections. We spoke to her a few minutes ago. Let's hear what she had to say about the process.
Yes, as Walter, we were monitoring in all the 16 constituencies across the country where women are contesting as candidates across the political parties. What we have noted since morning is there was a higher number of women who turned up to vote. And one of the concerning things that we noted was there were people from ZEC who were outside most of the polling stations recording names and contact details of everyone who was coming to vote. When we inquired with them as to why they were taking people's details, they indicated that they needed the information for COVID-19 contact tracing, yet they have the details of everyone who would have registered at any polling station.
And was that not delaying people even more?
It was actually delaying people. Currently, I'm in Midlands Province. We have our community members, our WALPE members who are stationed in various polling stations who are also observing the process. They've also noticed that some of the women who had come to vote were kind of like skeptical and scared to have their names taken down. And we recorded cases in rural areas in Mutasa, also in Gokwe, where traditional leaders were recording names of people who would have voted, and where some in some areas they were mobilizing people to go and vote in groups, highlighting to them that they would know who they would have voted for. So those intimidatory tactics should be condemned and make sure that in future elections such things will not happen.
And lastly, you were able to observe the elections freely?
Yes, we had no problems. The co-officials allowed us to check all the information that we wanted. On that, we are pleased. We didn't record any incident of our team being refused to observe.
The director of Women Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence, WALPE, Stabile Dewa, she raised the concern there in Tunga that there were some people who were outside the polling stations who were recording people's addresses. But of course, as you know, in Studio 7, We don't take any sides.
You know, tematis na kwa tagarereke.
Aha. So we did reach Jasper Mangwana, who is the spokesperson for the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Let's hear what he had to say in response to some of those concerns.
Okay, the polling started at 7 o'clock in the morning. Everything went was going on very well. All our stations were, the polling stations, 1,990, opened up at 7 o'clock. Those who did not manage to open at 7 will close later than 7 o'clock to ensure that they cover for the time that's required by the law, 12 hours of polling. However, we've got some areas where there's been some heavy rain. Most likely the voter turnout will be affected. Areas like in Midlands, Bulawayo Metropolitan, Matabeleland North, as well as Mashonaland East. Otherwise, everything is moving fine with our people voting in there, and we're encouraging the voters to observe COVID-19 regulations. However, we only have also some cases where people are actually taking pictures of, you know, ballot paper that has been used, that has been voted on, which is against the law. So we've been educating our people to ensure that they don't compromise that. I think generally this is what I'm saying, and for now we're expecting some questions to be closing so that they will start the counting.
When do we expect the full results?
It will depend. I think I can't give you any exact time because, remember, polling closes at 7 for those that open at 7, and those attend later, maybe 30 minutes later, also close 30 minutes after 7. I think the commission will be sending notifications for all areas where polling has been completed and has been done and results declared.
Have you received any complaints from those who are participating in the elections?
Not as such. Maybe they might be complaining to our presiding officers or our large elections officers, but from our constituents, I don't think, from our head office, I don't think there's anything that is worth referring. They, I think they've been resorted to this dispatching of the level.
And Mr. Mangwana, some observers were saying they were a bit concerned by the fact that there were some ZEC officials outside polling stations who were asking people about their addresses, saying that this might actually intimidate others.
Not really. I think it's just an issue to do with voter education. Those are living in the times of COVID, and this is the collaboration between the Commission and the Ministry of Health. This information only needs political purposes with the Ministry of Health for contact tracing in the event that there's been a COVID check. For instance, I tell you that one of our data capturers in my cabinet notes tested positive and is not feeling well. So that would be a case that would then inform us in the Ministry of Health to try to look at that. Remember, all election material becomes a refugee and it's sealed after the election. So we can't, it cannot be used for public health issues. That's the reason why the Ministry of Health wanted this separate issue done. There's nothing really given a threat here because it's meant for their public health.
That, of course, there is Mr. Jasper Mangwana, the spokesperson for the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC. Tatanga kutaura ntunga na mzware Thabile Dewa, the Sanganore Women Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence, vachiti iwo, vakwanisa kuongorora sarudzo zvakanaka, asi panga paine chichemo, chekuti vamwe vanga vachichema-chema kuti panze, pange paine vanhu vanga vachinyora mazita avo uye maadress avo zvavanga vachiti zvinenge zvanga zvichiita kuti vatye, asi vataurawo ivo kuti vari kufara kuti madzimai akawanda aenda kunovhota pane zvavanga vachiobserva. Vachipindura vaJasper Mangwana veZEC vataura ivo kuti aiwa, vanhu vanga vachinyora mazita panze vaivaya vanga vachiitira kuti kana pazoita chirwere checovid-19 vatotaura kuti kumaTheberland kune mumwe mushandi wavo abatwa nechirwere checovid-19. Nekudaro vanenge vachida kuzoita contact tracing yakuti munhu yanga ari padhuze nani. Tavabvunza kuti aiwazve, ko vanhu vari kutika pavoters row zvese izvozvo panenge paine zita remunhu, panenge paine adhiresi yake, vakati aiwa, panopedza vanhu kuvhota zvese izvozvo zvinovharirwa mubox. Saka hazvikwanise kuti zvizoendeswe kubazi rezveutano reministry of health kuti vachitange kuita contact tracing yacho. Ndiwo chikonzero chavari kupa, asi vese vari kuti sarudzo dzafamba zvakanaka, hapana matambudziko avati vanzwa kusvika pari zvino. Nekudaro kune dzimwe nzvimbo tiri kutarisira kuti kuverengwa kwemavhoti kunenge kwatotanga, asi vari kutiwo kune dzimwe nzvimbo zvinhu zvinenge zvanonoka kutanga nezvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana kusanganisirawo mvura kune kumwe kuri kunzi kwanga kuchinaya. Nekudaro mapolling stations acha anonoka kuvharwa. Ntungamiri.
Yevo, blessing kunjalo. Sizve lapo Jasper Mangwana, Isikhulumeli seZimbabwe Electoral Commission elandula ukuthi i-commission yakhe kayiqhubi kuhle umsebenzi. Ngoba ekuqaliseni lizakhumbula sikhulumelo Sthabile Dewa wenhlanganiso yabo mama. Othena bebe ikhangela indlela ukhetho oluqhutshwa ngayo babona ukuthi kwezinye indawo bekulabantu ababhala abantu abavotayo phandle okuyinto abathi hayi bayayisola. Kodwa uJasper Mangwana uthi hayi lokho bebesenzela ukuthi kungaba le COVID babekwazi ukuthi abantu bayabalandela njani. And now, Blessing, we have our first guest live, that's Mr. Job Scala, Honorable Job Scala, of the Citizens Coalition for Change. And before we go to him, there's breaking news filtering in from his party, the Citizens Coalition for Change, on Twitter, and they are saying, on a said note, John Namburo, a ZANU-PF member intentionally hit one of our members, a Shelton Zangaro, with his car, and he died on the spot. Namburo is a well-known thug in Mashonaland Central. Our member was hit after he had cast his vote at Chawona Ward 21, Mazowe North. A report has been made to the nearest police station by our members on the ground. That's a sad news day. Is in the Vice Velago Citizens Coalition for Change. But to go on to ZANU-PF, Bamuti Mujon Namburo, but to Chai say Ilunga Labo, Shelton Zangaro, a mota ngabomo wafa, a kreta guvota, a Mazowe North. Of course, we cannot confirm that, but those are the allegations from the MDC, from the Citizens Coalition for Change, rather. And Honorable Scala, good evening and welcome.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Can we just be quick, because we are currently now starting the counting process here at the polling station that I am. I think I would only be able to participate for just about 3 minutes.
Thank you. We appreciate that. So how did the election go in light of what I just read out, the allegations from your party?
No, I would only just be able to talk about what I've witnessed in the area that I was observing today. I was the roving observer in our by-elections in Shtunguza, St. Mary's and the other ones that we had by-elections. ZANU-PF behavior seems to have generated throughout the country, because even here they've been trying to do some violent antics where they would come and jump around each and every polling station that I was going. They mobilized 5 motor vehicles with people inside the motor vehicle. Whenever I at the polling station, they would try to stabilize and make noise over that. But however, it was sounding funny to me because I didn't care this antics. So I think the issues of violence, you to properly check the proper statistics from the spokespersons. That is either Postalos or Mahere, because I was not following up news the whole day. But however, like what you said, the number of issue, I have just also seen it being posted on our Twitter handle, and also the violence in Kwekwe and other areas. And also here in Shtunguza, those are violent antics, they try to do them. But I did to their detriment. I don't think it made them win the hearts and souls of our people by the way how they behaved. So generally, that was the trend. Elections were not held to the best practice because ZANU-PF was trying to provoke the situation of violence, because they knew they were going to lose. And I'm sure that people here in Shtunguza are going to punish them heavily for the violent antics that they demonstrated today against our people and also against my person.
I think we have to vavunze mvunzo tipedzi right now vaskala bozo vari kumhanya
tirikuverenga. Yes. Mukoma skala zvamataura tichitaurawo nechivanhu maona sei idzo sarudzo dzanhasi.
Iyo nyama ngonzwa kuti ZANU-PF yangachiita zvinhu zvisina nepasa zvisina maturo kuda kuzama kutsidzira vanhu kuti vasavhota. Nyange kuno kushungudza kwananga ndichiongorora kuti kuri kufamba sei panyaya dzokuvhoterwa, nyaya yenoise nenyaya yokuda kuonererwa kwavanhu vezanu-PF kwanga kwakangozara pese pese. Chaanga vaita kuno kushungudza vainga vaita plani yokuti vanditevere nedzimotikari dzavo dzakasvika shanu. Vane vanhu vavangasvika kuma20 kuti kandapinda papolling station vangasvika vachipopota mupolling station imomo, kuti Jobs Kalambe pano asi candidate hatisi kumuona mumapolling station ngaabude vachiita zvisina nematero. But izvozvo pakuona kwangu zvanaitofanira kuseka nokuti zvanga zvisingati vasi mavhoti, zvanga zvichiva pakushorwa kukuru navagari vomuna muchitengeza kuti hakuna vanhu vane behavior yomhuka kunge yanga achiona yangaitwa nezanu-PF nemuchitengeza nhasi. Yava nhamburo neimwe yanezvimwe tangozvionawo zvapostwa patwitter hende redu dai manga mapata mutauriri wedu muzvare Fazai Mahere kana kuti mukomana Ostalos siziva vanga vachigona kudzai kumbowo nokuti ndo vanga vari pacommand center yokunzwa zvinhu zvese zvakazvichitika munyika. So ndinokuencouragei kuti batai vaostalos naamaheri vagona kupai the general atmosphere nezvaitika zvese munyika panyaya yesarudzo muzvara nhasi.
And last question, Honorable Skala. You are raising serious allegations against Zek of irregularities, but we spoke to Zek spokesperson Jasper Mangwana. He's denying all the allegations. He's saying everything is going well. What say you?
Anorwara Jasper, nokuti anga siri background. Isisu chimwe chinhu chokutanga chanadza muchitaura pabva pakutanga ndechekuti vanga vakaisa bhuku ranga richinyorwa vanhu pamusuwo wepolling station vangaiti munhu mumwe nomumwe ngaarekodwe madetails ake wapinda achivhota anga achinyorwa zita rake foni nhamba dzake paanogara nezvimwe zvese. Vanhu vezanu-PF vanga vakaisawo mabhesi zvakare padhuze nepamapolling stations paanga achiti kana wanyorwa zita rako panza mukati umu unofanira futi kuti udarike uchinyorisa zita riri pano. Saka changa chiripo ndechokuti nyaya yokunzi vanhu vave vanonyorwa mazita avo pamusuwo wevoters roll pamusuwo wepolling station zvanga zvichitsidzira vanhu zvikuru but sevanhu vekuno kumadhorobha handina kuona sokuti zvaaaffecta zvakanyanya but kumaruzevha ndinofunga kuti zvakozira koikoi guru nokusizira vanhu woko zvakasimba. Ivo vanga vachipa excuse yokuti kuzviitira covid. Zimbabwe haisiyo yoga iri kuita maelections panguva yecovid. Takaona mamwemezi yapera Zambia yakaita maelections hatina kumboona vanhu vachiziva savo ganyurwe papolling station. Vana Tanzania vakaita izvi zvanga zviri itaktiki yemupipitoka navanhu vezanu-PF yokuda kushizira vanhu kuti madetezi aenyu mese mavhota tamatora but handione zvichishanda. Rekai tione kuti sarudzo dzichabuda sei.
Aiwa, tinotenda Vaskala, we know you are busy with the vote counting. Saka we appreciate kutipa nguva yekupinda pachirongwa. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Maita.
Siyabonga ubaba uJob Sikala mwebandla le-Triple C. Besimbuzile lapho ukuthi sikhulumele seZek ubaba uJasper Mangwana. Uthi abe-Triple C balamanga ngakho konke abakukhulumayo ngoba they are raising a litany of allegations. Bathi ukhetho kaluqhutshwa kuhle, kulokuthengwa kwamavoti iZANU-PF, kulokwethuselwa kwabantu. Kanti lamhlanje i-Triple C njalo ithi kulelunga lalo elichayiswe ngemota lilunga leZANU-PF uJohn Namburo weZANU-PF. Bathi uchayise uShelton Zangaro ilunga le-Triple C ngemota eMashonaland Central. UZangaro obeqeda vota eMazowe North kuward 2. Bathi bamangalile ke emapholiseni bathi umchayise wafa eqeda vota lapho. Sibuza uSikhala wathi hayi ngaleso sehlakalo lingabuza abanye bami especially isikhulumeli sebandla uFazai Mahere kanye lo msekeli wakhe. uGift Ostalwa Sisiziva sizazama ukukhulumisana labo ngalesi sehlakalo. Kanti labe ZANU-PF labo sizazama ukubathinta specifically about this incident. Sizwe ukuthi bathini please.
Tinenge tinemwe mutereri wedu wekutanga ari parunhare mukoma Langton Kagwamba. Makadi mukoma Langton.
Aiwa tin uongo tiri kunzwa ai muri kufara ai
kufara muri sei
bobo tipei pfungwa dzenyu
ya ise kuona kwangu ndoona kuti kunyanya mbunge wangu uri kuna president chamista kuti hakuna here dzimwe nzira dzingashandise dzokuchinja chibato chezeki ichichi chimwana chezanupf pachishandise dzimwe nzira bcause ndiri kutotanga kuitika zvinototi nzisa hope kana 2023 tikuona ngwe kusina future zvakaramba tukadai vakasachinja ndiri kuitiwa nezeki ndinaonere angu.
Notenda zvikuru mukoma Langton nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And today we are talking about the by-elections, 122 council seats that are vacant and also 28 parliamentary seats that are vacant. And please send us your number on WhatsApp so that we can call you. Of course, Antunga, we are also keeping an eye on what is happening in Ukraine after the Russian invasion. President Joe Biden, U.S. President, is in Poland today. And he had a press conference just a few minutes ago where he was saying that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot stay in power anymore. And we also, there are reports that Russia bombed Lviv, which is a city in Ukraine next to the border with Poland, where President Biden was actually meeting some people from Poland, who fled, some people from Ukraine who fled to Poland. Hongu Hamad Zadiwa, tikutarisa nyaya dzesarudzo muZimbabwe, asi rimwe ziso rakatarisawo zviri kuitika kuUkraine iyo iri kurwiswa neRussia. Tanzwa mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaJoe Biden vachitivo mutungamiri weRussia vaVladimir Putin vachakwanise kuti varambe vari pachigaro. Izvi zvinoteverawo kurwiswa kwaita rimwe guta reLviv riri pamuganhu nePoland neRussia, apo vaBiden vanga vachitaura nevapoteri. Ntungamiri.
Siyabonga Blessing ukhuluma ke lapho ngokuthi besides udaba lokhetho elsewhere ku-geopolitics lapha ubaba uBiden umongameli weMelika phela namhlanje usePoland lapho akhulume khona ukuthi hayi ubaba uPutin ekakwazi ukuqhubeka ebusa ele Russia kuthiwa ngumongameli ngobudlova uBiden athi usebenzile Ukraine lapho ahlasele khona osokulempi eqalwe nguye uPutin njalo esibulele abantu abaningi kakhulu. Siphenduke ekhaya Blessing, we also have Triple C leader Nelson Chamisa. I think he voted today and he had some a brief statement. He made a brief statement. He had some few words. So let's hear what Mr. Chamisa had to say.
In council, which was done illegally, criminally, by ZANU-PF and their sidekick. So we are excited, but we are also disappointed because if you look at the way the indelible ink is not that indelible, and we have received reports from across the whole country where we hear that ZEC has not done a perfect job. In fact, ZEC has failed to pass the different tests that were put, the integrity test, the independence test, the professionalism test, the accountability test. We have asked them numerous questions. They have not been able to account for them around the border straw, around the issue of polling officers, around the issue of polling material, the printing of ballot papers, who printed, what threshold was the law respected. So we are going to take this issue seriously. This is a by-election. were testing the capacity of ZEC, the sincerity of ZEC. What we have seen is that ZEC is not fit for purpose, and ZEC is not professional, neither is it independent. This is a matter that we have to escalate within our own national jurisdiction, but beyond, in the context of SADC and the AU, to help us help ourselves so that we don't have another disputed election. If ZEC does not amend its ways, it has to be disbanded. And that is the call we are going to make as citizens, because they have failed. They have not done what is supposed to be done. You can see the quality of the pictures, the photographs that are being used for the candidates. It's shocking. It's almost like antiquated in the 60s and in the 30s, where you have modern technology. They've obviously given blurred pictures so that they distort the images of our candidates and also the images of our brand. And that is a serious issue.
That there is a leader of the opposition, CCC, Nelson Chamisa. Chamisa ntunga vanga vachita havasi kufara nemabatirwa ari kuitwa sarudzo neZimbabwe Electoral Commission, vachiti iwo aiwa musarudzo dzinotevera vari kutungamira zeki iko zvino vanofanira kunge vabviswa. Ndio kuti munyika musaite sarudzo dzine mutauro ntunga.
Utenjalo inke setenziswayo, we should be indelible, kuti haiyapuma nje kalula nje. Ubaba Chamisa ke lapho weCCC khuluma ngensolo yakhe phezu kwendlela iZEC eqhuba ngayo umsebenzi. Now, Blessing, we also have a video from a ZANU-PF parliamentary candidate for Highfield East. Let's watch.
No, I'm happy with the sarudzo dziri kufamba zvakanaka. Semakambini rataita taikambe na Murunyararo tisingakurudziri mhirizhonga. Semaleaders tinosungirwa kunge tichikurudzira Runyararo. Ukaona leader anokurudzira mhirizhonga oziva kuti asi leader wevanhu. So kunoku kune Runyararo. Sarudzo dziri kufamba zvakanaka pasina mhirizhonga ende vanhu vari kubuda zvakanaka.
Imafatira kupi uye chicha muri kutarisira mangwana tichipemberera here?
Obviously tiri kufara. Obviously kufara because vanhu vava nechivimbo nemusangano weZambia. Vanhu vava nevision imwe chete na president wedu, vava neconfidence na president Edi Munangagwa.
Ye lelo ke lilunga leZANU-PF elincintisa kukhetho lwamalunga ePhalamende eHighfield East. Igama lakhe ansalivambanga ke lapho, kodwa silenye njalo ividiyo yelunga leZANU-PF
anonziva Norbert Chikumbo.
Norbert Chikumbo.
Norbert Chikumbo ZANU-PF.
Ye nguye oncintisa ke eHighfield East. Then silenye ividiyo njalo eZANU-PF umkhokheli weZANU-PF kuhlangothi lwabatsha kobulawayo ekhuluma le ntathela izindaba yethu kobulawayo lamhlanje. Silaleleni sibukele.
Especially ama polling centers as ucineni kwenkulumane constituency. Yes, into esiyasayinanzelela. So asikwazi kule bantu abacabangela ukuthi abantu laba ngabe bethathwa from all the way from Ongozi mine kumbe Mguza bezovota ngapha, asibahlali benkulumane.
Lithini ngakho?
Khonokho vele into embi kakhulu, ubuqili bakhona ngabo. That's what we call rigging. He rigging. One do I have a salary color? Some people are rigging. Some people are not rigging. He rigging in day. He rigging. He looking on the pace of the CV. Abandu a chat was in down. Basically, because of the case, Kalena Manga Kalus. So, local eye, as is an unlapo. And we want those things be investigated. Abantu want to addresses on allow. Alabanda abantu name, aba registering ngama address akona ku investigate ukhangela ukuthi abantu bona abahlala endaweni zinganezo yini. Nxa bengahlala endaweni zinganezo sokudingakala kahle kahle ukuthi kade ba register njalo ngama number wona lawo kumele kucubungulwe sekure kubona ukuthi kuyaloku investigate
ukhetho lusiyaphela likhangeleleni.
Thina singena njengeZANU-PF yakwazi, thina nxa singena emjahweni yakwazi ebhoreni kule wini leluzi the draw, but when election agula draw, China singena go election take it to win. So in this election, we've got only one option: either win or win.
Ngimele umsakazi we Studio 7 isemkulumane constituency ngu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Yelo ke ngosakhulayo kuzana PF kobulawayo uFreedom Murechu ekhuluma ke lentatheli izindaba yethu ekhala ngokuthi labo kukhona abakusolayo bathi bekulabantu abanengi abavotileyo namhlanje kobulawayo bekhanya bevela endaweni A1 bevela Ndlunye. So uthi hayi bayakusola lokho kumele kuhluzisiswe kubonakala ukuthi ngempela abantu labo bahlala khonapho yini. Blessing as Nemtere. It's Nemtere Makadi uyendiani watina eparunare.
Hello.
Mtere rinde ipenyu. Uye mrufona mure upi?
Ndukufona ndiku ndiku South Africa. Ndio ndakutaura panyaye panyaye saruza bozi ndikona kuti last ya 2018 ma civil servants aiva ndiwo anyaya kuparticipate mukuvhotesa vanhu akasakara semateacher. Vanhu vavo havana kuvhota. Kwavaindoshandira kati kwavaindovhotesa vanhu makanga musiri munzvimbo dzavakanga vakaregistra kuvhota. Ende ndiri kuona sekuti zvaitika futi pa-by-election iyeyi. Saka point yangu iri kutiyo CC inofanira kutaimira pandopinda para 2023 kuti kana kwoitiwa maelections macivil servants osakara semateacher nemapurisa anenge achiita zvemaelections vanofanira kutanga vabvumidzwa kuvhota kunzvimbo dzavanenge vari kana dzavanenge vachitovhotesera izvozvo ngavavhote because mavhoti wavo akawanda zvingaiti zvokuti anosvika kuma 40,000 or something more akaruza kupati ende vanozikamwa kuti vanovhotera badzanenge achipiki. Saka hatinasi kuti itriki yezanupf nezeki yekuti vasavhota. Saka ndiri kuti sisi inofanira kupangwarira ipapo next time mazviita.
Tinotenda Blessing. I know you are having challenges hearing guests and listeners. That's a technical problem we are having here. But anzi Nemtereri vanaison gwatso anza ve triple C vanofanira kuzeya nyadzi sarodzo izi because hazizi kufambiswa mushe hazizi kufambiswa zvakanaka zvachose zvachose asi hazina kuvhota izi hazi ndikufona ndiku South Africa.
Okay, I want to tinda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And today on Live Talk, this is a special show. We are talking about today's by-elections. And of course, earlier on, we talked to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission spokesperson, Jasper Mangwana, who said counting of votes is started at some polling stations, but unfortunately there were delays because of the rains and other logistical challenges here and there. So at those polling stations where there were challenges, they are going to extend so that people can vote. But for most of the polling stations, counting has actually started, and we expect results to trickle in this evening, Ntunga Milinkomo. And we also want to thank those who are following us on Facebook with Jacqueline My Wayne. Thank you so much. Dingani Gubu, thank you so much. Nometa Kabunga Idze, thank you so much. Vitalis Mananga, Makanaka Ishengara, Grigori Shumbambiri, Bataku Hunzi, Oliver Matongo, Alfreda Tembo, John Kunaka is saying, would the elections have been stopped if CC had boycotted, if I may ask? So you wanted CC to give all the seats by boycotting? Interesting. Shubai Mangwende is also watching. Isa Siwuchi, Patience Beatrice Muskwe, thank you so much. Fungai Masunda, Fungai Taruba, Florence Muhabe, Tafazgwa Makore, thank you so much. Ntunga Mili, who do you have there?
Silo mlaleli ecingweni lapha Blessing. Mlaleli kunjani?
Yebo, ngiyaphila futhi kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Igama uthe ungubani kanje?
Igama uBongani Mbuli.
Ubongani Mbuli, usixhuma ngapi Bongani?
Ngixhuma ngela eSouth Africa.
Awuvotanga bakithi?
Yebo, hayi angivotanga, kube nzima ngokuvota futhi kwaba ngikude kakhulu.
Yebo, kithi phose lakho ke.
Okay, I mean, I'm about the Shabba Bong and I will clear more for the one of the rooms and Nazi. I am going to vote for the team.
Siyazi kulokhetho lwezwe lonke olukhulu olubuyayo ngomnyaka ozayo. Ungabe wabhalisa yini ukuthi wenelise ukuvota kulolokhetho?
Angingabhalisi futhi bengicabanga ukuthi kodwa ngoJuni nje ngiyeza nje nami mhlawumbe ngizobhalisa uma ukuthi kusabhalisela.
Hayi, siyabonga Mbuli, ube losuku oluhle.
Hayi, ngiyabonga,
ngibonga
mina
futhi. Siyabonga. Vambuli, bongani Mbuli, Mtereri Blessing bathi batabari ku South Africa. Yanzi aiwa notenda abo vagona kuvota nhasi. Asindavabvunza kuti ko imimi pane sarudzo dzenyika yese dzichaitwa gore rinouya makanyoresa here kuti munge muchiwanikwa muvhota. Muchigona kuvhotawo pasarudzo izvanzi aiwa handisati ndanyoresango.
Aiwa tinotenda kunavo vachangotibata makateerera kuchirongwa chenyu cheLive Talk. Muchirongwa chanhasi tiri kutaura nyaya dzesarudzo dzemaby elections. Zimbabwe Electoral Commission iri kuti iyo kuverengwa kwemavhoti munzvimbo dzakawanda kwatotanga. Nekudaro chero nguva tinenge takunzwa kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei sei kuma polling stations akasiyana siyana. Asi pano nepapo kumwe kuri kunzi kwanaya mvura kumwe kwangu ine zvimingaidzo zvishoma asi nzvimbo shoma idzi kuri kunzi iko mapolling stations achati vhurwei kwenguva yakati rebei kuti vanhu vese vakwanise kuvhota. Of course these elections are very important and tungamiri we have seen the formation of the Triple C after of course fights in the opposition. So they obviously want to test their strength. That is Mr. Nelson Chamisa and also Mr. Douglas Monzora, the leader of one of the factions of the MDCT, who is leading the MDC alliance in these by-elections. Of course, Madame Thokozani Kupe is not contesting this election, though she is, of course, leading another faction of the MDCT. She is backing Mr. Chamisa in these elections. And also for ZANU-PF, most of these seats are in the strongholds of the opposition party. So ahead of the 2023 elections, ZANU-PF also wants to test its strength. So they are crucial elections, Ntungamil.
Yebo, Blessing. In other words, these by-elections are a barometer sisiya ku 2023. Amabandla ezombusazwe afuna ukubona ukuthi ami ngapi. Kanye lakuZulu kuzakhanyake khonapho ukuthi kanti inkunzi ngubani, ngoba especially kuma-opposition lapha kubo Chamisa, kubo Monzora, Mkoma Dagi as his people call him. Omunyo tiimi. So kuzakhanyake kulolukhetho ukuthi umkhokheli we-opposition oqotho onguye olabantu abanenge nguChamisa kumbe ngubaba uMonzora. Layo ubaba uMonzora uChamisa labe ZANU-PF bazalusebenzisa ke lolukhetho ukuthi babone ukuthi kuyiwa ke kukhetho lwezwe lonke next year. Babe bemingaphi bona. We must also say ukuthi sizama ukukhuluma labantu beZANU-PF kodwa sesizamile abathile lapha inombolo zabo azingeni. Ngazi ukuthi mhlawumbe njengoba sokubalwa amavoti since ballot counting is on Mr. Zulu, like ubaba uSikhala, maybe labo baphatheke kunhlelo zokubala amavoti. I'm following the timeline e Twitter eka Nick Mangwana lapha. Mm-hmm. Usecretary wa information kuhulumende uthi yena ukhuluma ngesehlakalo lapha esenzakale Sunningdale. Mm-hmm. Sunningdale iri ku Harare ndi
Harare ya.
Saganzi in Sunningdale 2 some guy was apprehended by polling officers and handed over to police. Mm-hmm. After he emerged from a voting booth with his ballot paper and took a picture, which he sent off to someone else, he's being charged with contravening Section 30 of the Electoral Regulations Act of 2005. Saga, this guy is a vote.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's abuda ne ballot paper, zatura ma picture, zatumira sama, which means it's a spoiled ballot, isn't it? Asazi ukuthi ubekwenzelani ke lomdlisa lapha ngokukhuluma kwababa Mangwana lapha ukuthi ukhona obotshiweyo eHarare eSunningdale 2 ngemva kokubana evotile laphana wasephuma ke le ballot paper wathatha ipikitsha wathumezela abangane bakhe. Asazi ukuthi bekwenzelani kumbe bekuyikumbuluza bekuyibufakazi bokuthi hayi semvotile njalo mvotele ibandla thize asazi.
Mm-hmm. Hongu inyaya yataurwa na vamangwana patataro na mtunga kuti zeki irikuti irikuita dambudziko nevanhu vari kuti vakavota votora mapicture votumira kumadande mutande akasiyana siyana kuti vavhotera papi zvavari kuti ivo hazvibvumidzwe pamutemo nekudaro vanhu vanofanira kuziva kuti zvinhu zvisingatarisirwe ukadaro unozvikanda mukanwa mamupere nekudaro unofanira kungovhota oendesa ballot paper rako mubox pasina kutora tora ma picture. Of course we are still waiting for the results. They will be trickling in as the counting has already started in some areas, but of course like the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission said, there were some logistical problems in some areas, and from the ZEC timeline on of course, on Twitter, they said earlier on voting was going on smoothly at Mija Primary School in Highfields with four polling stations. And they also talked about polling stations at Chaminuka in Chitungwiza. They were saying things were going on smoothly there. Mutondo Crossroad, tent polling, that is Chivi South in Mashingo, and parts of Bulawayo Metropolitan and Mash East provinces are experiencing some rains today. That was another concern that Zeki is saying that they will be forced to extend the voting hours because of the weather. And, of course, there were some of the rainy areas with polling in Ward 9 of Mpopoma, Bulawayo, all set at the Constituents Command Center in Cholocho South. That's from Zek and Tunga Milinkomo. They are saying that so far they have not received complaints from political parties. But of course, they are saying that that is at the national level. They are saying concerns might be or might have been raised with presiding officers in different constituencies. Tunga Mil.
Yeah, blessing. And I wonder why people do what this guy was doing, you mm-hmm. know, voting then. Walking out with their ballot papers.
I think it's a question of voter education. I think must continually educate people that
even political parties,
yes,
too.
And political parties, because you know this is now a spoiled paper. You're not supposed to be doing that.
Pos gana afarisa kudaro kawatoka nyabato.
Yeah, unengu wakanga this.
Yeah, asaz lapu kuti, yikuswela kala kuluwazi kumbe iloke singati euphoria ngesingisi. Tumuntu ya besele labu zane kakulu, se tabe kakulu. Ese zamuche ngisumuntu wonke ukuthi uvotile njalo uvotele bani. Kodwa ungavele wenze njalo uvote suphuma le ballot paper. Suthatha mapikitsha usebotshiwe omunye ngokutsho kukaNick Mangwana kanti njalo lelo ballot liyabe lingasabalwa ungangokuthi usuphoxe ibandla lakho lapho kumbe icandidate yako kungaba independent kungaba ngowezano kungaba ngowMDCT kumbe kube ngowe triple C uyabusubulele ibandla ke lapho. We have 10 minutes remaining on the clock, but we continue trying to reach ZANU-PF officials. Ukubana sizwe ukuthi kolwabo uhlangothi uketho eluhambe njani. I've been following their Twitter timeline lapha placing abe ZANU-PF official. Apparently, they are not saying much on Twitter today. I'm sure they are busy kuma polling stations. Kodwa kube kuhle nje ukuthi ngelanga elinje ama communication department abonakale gijigiji mayeswazisa abasekele ukuthi hayi ngapha kuhamba so, ngapha kuhamba so. Ayisikho ke okwenzakalayo ku timeline yezanu PF lamhlanje kodwa siza qhubeka sizama ukubona ukuthi siyababamba yini abezanu PF. Okwamanje sile ngcwethi lapha cubungula izombusazwe njalo isiphathamandla seBulawayo Progressive Residents Association ubaba uAmbrosa Sibindi othi ubhode ngama polling stations koBulawayo. Siyakwamukela uhlelo baba uSibindi.
Ngiyabonga ukwemukela lami ngibingelela abalaleli ngithi salibonani.
Yes, siyabonga. Ungasitshela ukuthi koBulawayo luhambe njani ukhetho?
Well, ukhetho koBulawayo engakuthi ukuthi kuthula bekukhona asikezwa yasitholanga imbiko obudlawudlawu lami ekuhambeni kwami ngibhodabhoda ngibeke ngibona abantu akade kungathi kulo msindo. Kodwa engikunanzeleleyo ukuthi indawo eziningi ubufika nje uthole kungelabantu, uthole nje ama-polling agents bezodwa khonaphana kumbe kungena abantu 1 or 2. Kuba ngikunanzelele indawo eziningi ukuthi abantu abakade bevota kade bebalutshana kakhulu besingakhalanga besitanding abantu angabaningi asikatholeki amafika zagcweleyo. Kodwa ngokubona kwami ngibona ngathi hhayi iy'namba bezingathabisi kakhulu ngoba sibili abantu bebelesikhathi esiningi bezihlale bengenzi lutho. Kutshengisa ukuthi vele itrend liyaniya kuthi sofa lami bafundiswe ngoba kukhanya ngathi amabhayi elekishini isikhathi esiningi abantu abaningi abathakazelele abahambe siyavota. Yikho engikunanzeleleyo ukuthi hhathi inamba ngabona zizaba phansi kuloku buhlungu.
And that's despite all the voter education you guys have been doing as civil society organizations.
Very true. As a civil organization, we went around for the past 2 or so months. We've been talking to the residents and talking to voters about the importance of registering to vote. And also, when this by-election came into place, we also went around educating people that it is very important that we must go and participate in these by-elections because it's important that the citizens will make decisions. And they only make a decision by going to vote. And again, we're clear with the would be voters that if you don't go and vote, you've also voted. Because not going to vote, it means that those who will vote for a decision on your behalf. And if they vote that you are not happy with the results, you are part of the results. We normally tell people that. And it's so disappointing that despite all the efforts that were being put by civil society and the ZEC themselves to try and encourage people to go and vote, but people started not to. It's really a sad note. But in fact, it gives us more. That must come up with more strategies to make sure that at least in future we need to try and mobilize people to go and vote because it's very important. You can't, if you don't vote, you'll find that you're also undevelopment. That's our position.
Then, nxa sesikhangela ukhetho lwezwelonke ngo-2023 next year lapha, ubona kusiba lotshintsho yini? Ubona abantu bephuma ngomdlandla besiyavota ngobunengi kumbe sizabona kusiba yilokho kwenzakale lamhla okukhulumayo kuma by elections?
Ngokubona kwami ngibona ngathi 2023 lanxa engxenye singe safika sibili ku-100%. Kodwa ngibona ngathi ama-harmonized elections ajale ukuba abantu bajale ukuwathakazelela. Kungani abantu bayathakazelela? Abantu bananzela ukuthi kule presidential vote nalana abantu abaningi bayikhangele kakhulu. So kusenza ukuthi hambe uvote president labana abese vote ala ma MPs ama councillors laba abantu bahamba ngomdlalo kodwa nxa ungakhi presidential vote abantu bevotela kuphela ama councillors ama MP njalo kade bebalithwa indawo ezinyezananze ukuthi hayi abantu abathakazeleli kangako kodwa ngiyakholina come 2023 ngibona ngathi bazahamba bevota ngoba ungananzela amarala abesenziwa khathesi especially ngapha i-ruling party ngiyayibona but even ngapha opposition amarala abantu bokugcwala nxa upresident ezenjamisa osebusihambe ndela ebantwini kuyathengisa ukuthi come 2023 abantu bangabaningi abazahamba ngezantuyevulayibiphuka ngapha ngamarali abantu besebabaningi kuthengisa ukuthi abantu bazahamba lalama ama-political parties amanye la besiwabona besizamarali la ngangenabantu abaningi kodwa bekuthengisa ukuthi come 2023 ngibona ngathi abantu bazabaningi futhi bazahamba beqhubeka besiya emavotini kulalokho esikubone khathesi.
Mhm. Hayi siyabonga babu Sibindi. Ah siyazi i okokugcina siyazi ilokuzena ihlandla lesipili lokubhalisela ukuvota. Ah liyavulwa ngithi ngoApril ngenyanga ezayo.
Iye liyavulwa ngoApril.
Kuyino ngakukhuthaza abantu.
Siyakhuthaza ukuthi abantu abangahamba register kakhulu abantu abasha. Siyanazela abantu abasha yibabane bayi majority. Population ezimbabwe kodwa sinanaziya futhi yibo abadondayo ukuyavota sinaziya futhi benjalo bedonda ukuyabhalisa ukuvota yibo futhi abantu aba-affected kakhulu ngoba i-crisis ebakhona elizweni i-unemployment iy'nhlubo zonke zime emahlombe abo so ke siyabakhuthaza ukuthi hathi bo abantu abasha abazame ukuthi basukume ngobuningi babe liqiniso ukuthi umuntu okhona urejista ukuvota njalo siyanazela ukuthi kulezithupha lezi-blitz ezaniwa abantu behambe nekuyizithupha la la ekhaya ukuthi kaze singayiphrex kanti abantu bahambe bethatha izithuba sebaxwayisa ukuthi ungathatha isithuba usuka lapho ngena straight uhambe kuhambane uyerejista ukuvota ngoba ona kuqakathekile ngoba abanye abantu badunde ukurejista ukuvota kodwa sekuvota futhi ezwa umuntu esehawukele sefuna ukuyavota omunye azayixoshwa khonaphana ku-polling station ngenxa yokuthi kayarejistanga so ke abantu abahlale beredi ukwenzela ukuthi ngaso fanele uyevota uhambe uyevota uphelele so siyakhuthaza kakhulu sicela abantu bancenge ukuthi hathi bo asihambeni kakhulu emathebeleleni nengozi ukuthi nalahlekelwa ngamanye ama-constituency ngenxa yenumber zethu eziphansi so kulahle ngama-constituency kule ngozi yokuthi silahlelwa ne-development ngoba i-constituency kuyanifanda leyane niwa abantu niwa ezibe ze-constituency ungalahlekelwa ngama-constituency kona bakuthi leyo mali soziyitholele zibathebheleleni meaning to say won develop ngoma ithi sayitholi yabincane so siyakhuthaza abantu ukuthi abahambe bayirejiste ukuvota.
Mm-hmm. Hayi siyabonga baba uSibindi beukuhle ukuba la kuhlelo.
Siyabonga mthungameli, siyabonga balaleli.
Siyabonga abo bangabari ba Ambrose Sibindi blessing the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association anzaiwa. Saruzo zafamba boazo ku Bulawayo asi panga pane vanhu vashoma vanga vachivota panga pane mvota apathy. Uye vari kukurudzira vanhu kuti pachavhurwa chirongwa second phase yekunyoresera kuvota mugore rinoya vanhu ngavabude neuwandu vanonyoresa. And I see we have 3 minutes remaining, blessing, but on that story ye-Triple C yekuthi John Namburo is ZANU-PF member intentionally hit one of our members, Shelton Zangaro, with his car and he died on the spot. Namburo is a well-known thug in Mashonaland and Central. Our member was hit after he had cast his vote at Chaona Ward 2 in Mazoe North. We've been trying without success to get somebody from ZANU-PF and also from the police, but we promise kuti mangwana kusasa, we will try by all means to make a follow-up on that very serious issue.
No, that's, of course, it's a, an allegation that the MDC is making, and we have to verify all facts. But, of course, unfortunately, because it was voting day, we had issues trying to reach our candidates. Mr. Komich is just writing to me on WhatsApp. He's saying network is extremely bad. We have been trying to get in touch with him. We also tried to get in touch with Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF and also Mr. Gilbert Zikiti of ZANU-PF. I guess some are observing the counting or in some cases there are network challenges, but of course it was our intention to bring all parties on board so that we can discuss. But Ntunga, I think we have come to the end of our program, and we want to thank all those listeners and viewers and everyone who participated and the stakeholders who were on our show. Signing off is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Ntunga Melinkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.